You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First one to get through was Morgan. Hi, Morgan. Good morning.
Good morning.
I guess I should say good Morgan to you.
That is a phrase in German, though, so you're on track.
Yeah, like Guten Morgen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Guten Morgen.
Neat.
So, what are you up to today? Anything fun?
Going to work.
Womp. What do you do?
Yeah, I am a crisis clinician, so I work with addiction and people who are struggling with mental health crises.
Wow. Intense.
Yeah.
You're a good human.
It is.
I'm thinking about that because, you know, I asked you, are you doing anything fun? You said going to work. And my next line was going to be, do you have fun at work? So I'm curious. That's because I paused and my first thought was, well, that you can't have fun at that job. But you absolutely could have fun at that job.
Sure you could.
And it helps to brighten people's lives.
Yeah. And my coworkers and I all have a dark sense of humor, so it just really works out.
Well, that's good. You kind of have to with that kind of stuff, unfortunately. But yeah, all right.
I have a special love in my heart for people whose humor is really like dark humor.
And well, in those industries, you need it to kind of get through everything. I mean, I know a lot of cops and firefighters. It's the same way. You know, they got to joke about what happened just to get through it, or you'll break. You know.
Yeah, there's one thing to have a sense of humor. It's another thing to have a dark sense of humor, which doesn't sit well with a lot of people. But it just pushes a button for me, the right button. So. Good. We could be friends, Morgan. Hey, let's play some Rattle Off. You want to win a prize?
Yeah, I do.
All right. My note to, let me see who's on hold. Leanne, Destiny, Mariah, and Lisa. Even if Morgan gets this, please don't hang up because we want to talk to each of you. But who knows? Morgan may or may not get it. 10 seconds. We want to know five things that can boost your energy. Five things that can boost your energy. Ready and go.
Caffeine, carbs, laughter, exercise, playing with friends, going out, sugar.
Sugar. You got it all day long. You got
this. I think that's five. Yeah, we'll say you're a winner. Might have been a little too easy.
Yay!
But
yay for you. Who cares? Whatever.
Oh, you're a delight. Listen, please stand by. Josh is going to come back, and he's going to have a few words with you about your prize. Okay?
And thanks for doing what you do, helping those folks out.
Yeah.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hold on. Don't go away. And there she goes. Hey, Leanne. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
What's going on in your world today?
You know, just living the last glorious days of Christmas break before going back to work.
What day is that? When do you go back?
On Monday was when me and all the hooligans go back to school.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was wondering if you're a teacher because my kids go back on Monday and can't wait.
I would agree. With my own kids at home, I'm feeling the same way.
Yeah, you kind of like run out of ideas and things to do to keep them busy and occupied. Uh-huh. And
well, so counting today, you got five more days. What are you going to do with them?
You know, I'm on a big, like, purge and decluttering mission right now, and I think, my goal is to wrap up some of that. It's kind of liberating.
What are you tackling today? What part of the house?
Oh, great question. I'm looking at our garage, and I'm trying to decide what I could get rid of that my husband wouldn't notice.
Oh, no. If it's the garage, the husband's going to notice everything.
I don't know. I think I could get away with a fair amount.
Is it one of those garages that you can't even put your car in because you have so much crap?
No. I mean, it's like half of that, right? So I'm like, could we get both cars in if I get rid of enough? And would he be more excited about two cars in the garage or upset that I got rid of stuff to do that?
Oh, that's a good question.
You know what you could always tell him? Why don't you tell him that you just rearranged everything? And you made better, you utilize the space in a better way, almost like you went Tetris on the garage, and it worked out that you're now able to get both cars in. And he could go happily on his way and never know the difference.
I love that plan. I think I will definitely go that way.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. That's how you word it.
You just got to get all the junk out of there before he comes around again.
Yeah.
Yep.
And today is a better day to do it because it's supposed to be warmer today than over the next week.
Yeah, so. I know. That's what I was thinking.
And really,
that's
where
I go now.
Going back to your question too, I'd be so happy that my car wouldn't be outside and I'd have to scrape it anymore.
Right? That's my thought, is that mine gets to be in the garage and his doesn't. And I'm like, oh, look at this.
Yes, now you can be like, I did this for you. I'm going to save you time in the morning.
That's a much easier sell, too.
I don't want you out in the cold.
And the way, you know, you look at him and you say, honey, it was breaking my heart that your car was outside while mine was inside.
And it was breaking my heart. We had so much junk in here, but don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it funny that the accumulation just, it almost like grows exponentially? And
after you get
to a point where you're like, how is it possible that we have just accumulated so much crap?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just because you start throwing more stuff out there. You just throw it out there. You're like, well, there's already a pile. I'll just throw it on top. We'll get to it eventually.
Yeah. And I feel like it's just all the hobbies you didn't start staring you in the face.
Right. You know, I always have these dreams of, you know, the minimalist lifestyle, but then I start looking and I'm like, but what do I really want to part with?
I know.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's hard. Well, if I find anything good, I'll let you guys know.
No, we don't want your crap.
Like, there's a snowblower in here.
Look at all this treasure.
Enjoy your last 5 days of freedom, and we appreciate you spending your mornings with us.
I will. Have a great one, boys.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you so much. That's great. Mariah and Lisa continue to hold. We love you both. Hi, Mariah.
Hi. Yeah. Sorry.
Hey. Oh, it's disgusting. Mm. Hi.
Oh.
Flimmy.
Oh, I know. I'm a little sick. Kind of seeing that winter cold, you know?
Gross.
I get you. You know what? I'm now suddenly a convert because Gretchen forced me to start taking turkey tail. Are you familiar with that?
No, I am not.
It's a type of mushroom, and she created like a little gummy thing out of it. It's some sort of procedure. But turkey tail is the type of mushroom that really helps your immune system and everything. And I kid you not, man, I got through the cold faster than I ever have. Hmm. So I think there's something to it.
So. Well, I definitely will have to look into that.
Go get
you. You have to
some.
Baste yourself twice a day, though, after you take it.
Yeah, but that's the best part.
It's a ritual.
What are you talking about?
Oh, time to baste again.
I couldn't wait to baste. What do you do for a living, Mariah?
I actually am getting my GED. I am not a college student, a high school student.
Are you at least 18?
No. I just thought it would be fun to call the show. You know, I'm a big fan.
I don't care.
Well,
I'm
we
glad
love
you,
you for that. Yes,
great.
You do generally have to be 18 to be on. So we're breaking a big rule with you.
Just don't cuss or say anything that you're going to regret, okay?
But you sound so mature for your age.
Very.
I am 17, only a year away, right?
Yeah, you'll get
When's your birthday?
August 30th, actually. 18 this year.
Hooray.
You know, all the really cool people were born on August 30th, Mariah.
Well, thank you.
No, that's because
you
that's
know, I got
too,
I got so. Ready for the roundup thing. I got all my brain power, and I wrote down 5 dead presidents and everything.
Oh, you were practicing, huh? Getting ready.
I know I won't win anything, but would you guys like to hear my list anyway?
Of 5 dead presidents?
Of the dead presidents?
Yes.
Well, all you did was Google it while you were on hold. But
yeah.
I didn't Google it. I actually asked my grandma for help.
Oh, well, she's probably seen a lot of presidents.
All right. Hold on a second. We'll even do the timer for you. 5 dead presidents. Ready and go.
Okay. So first I have Teddy Roosevelt. Second, George W. Bush. Third, Abraham Lincoln. Fourth, John F. Kennedy. And 5, Andrew Jackson.
Well, I
got you. You would have got it.
You did not.
Who did she
because
mention?
George W. Bush is still alive. Yeah. George H.W. Bush is dead.
So yeah, there's still the other Bush.
Yeah, George H.W. Bush. Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
No, I don't think you have. Did you know there were 2 presidents named George Bush?
I did not. I thought they were the same person.
No, one was son, one was dad.
Father and son.
Wow.
Like John Adams and John Quincy Adams. Look them up.
Ask your grandma about them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to school with John Quincy Adams. So Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that something? Mariah, you are absolutely charming and delightful. Good luck with that GED, and thank you for being on our show. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You guys have a good day, too. Stay warm out there, all right?
Okie dokie.
Okay. Bye, Mariah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
How cute was she? That's cute.
Oh, Lisa, I hope she goes and tells people, Dom went to school with John Quincy Adams.
Right? And I did know there were two George Bush presidents.
That's
good.
Thank you. Good
to know. Well, wait a minute. How old are you, Lisa?
I am in my 50s.
You can tell us. How old are you?
I am 54. I am going to be the double nickels this year, and it is going to be a girls' celebration.
Ooh, what do you have planned?
What are you going to do?
I'm hoping to go on a Caribbean cruise.
Well, let me ask you something.
Okay.
Why would you say I'm hoping to instead of saying I'm going to?
Well, I have it on my calendar, and I have the money saved, but a couple of my girlfriends are a little iffy, so I'm waiting for them.
It's not a cheap trip, so...
Well, how many do you need to have go with you to make it successful? What if it was just you and one gal pal?
I'm totally good with that.
Good. Book it, and then whoever can go, goes, and if not, they're lost, because then they're missing out on partying with Lisa.
Do you have to go that far? I mean, is there somewhere more affordable for everybody?
It's her birthday.
It's not about them. It's my birthday.
Yeah, just go hang out in the springs or something.
Screw those friends. No. Go
no
to take a cruise.
Get a Holiday Inn down in the springs. Call it a weekend.
No. This is a 7-day Caribbean cruise. Woo. You fly in the night before.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm just goofing with you. It sounds
Lisa,
like a blast.
Just book it.
Those
Do
are fun.
It.
They get the little towel animals on your bed when you go in and...
Absolutely.
I am empowering you to just do it.
Get seasick.
When I book it, I'm calling in and I'm telling you I booked it.
Well, you better do it. I'm going to get pissed if you don't, if you're like waiting around friends.
Well, how much is this going to cost per person?
It'll be about $3,000.
$3,000 each, huh?
Yeah.
I think some of your friends are probably just telling you they can't afford it so they don't have to shell out the $3,000. That's what I would do. That's a lot of money to ask people to spend to celebrate your birthday.
And I'll tell you something else. If none of them do it, go by yourself, meet some new people, meet some new friends.
Oh, I don't know if I'm that adventurous.
Why not?
I am not a type of person that likes to be alone. However, I do realize a cruise ship, there's lots of people.
There's lots, and they're trapped. They can't go anywhere, so they're going to be forced to talk to you.
And here's what you would know about your new friends versus your old friends. You would have evidence and proof that your new friends aren't afraid to pony up $3,000 to go on a cruise.
That is very, very true.
You know,
very true.
So if they become new friends, you reach out to them later and say, hey, I want to meet in San Francisco next. They'll be like, we're there, Lisa. We're with you.
We love blowing money.
That's true. You're absolutely right.
Right. I'm a big proponent of solo travel. So if it works out that way, I hope you do it. If not, okay. Well, if you keep waiting around for your friends, though, it might be a lot of things that you want to do that you end up not doing because of them.
That is very true.
Do you have a lover in your life?
And I do like to travel. I do, yes.
Well, I guess if all your friends bail out, if all your friends bail out and you're not comfortable going alone, bring your lover. It's romantic.
He doesn't like to travel much. He used to travel all the time for work, so he's kind of a homebody.
He's over it.
And I'm making him go to Alaska in June for my son's wedding.
That sounds more fun.
How do you...
If I had the choice between the two, that's what I would do as well.
Yeah, but what kind of guy says, I've got to go to Alaska, I mean, I would jump at the chance to go to Alaska.
Ride a moose?
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Like, who complains about this stuff? I'm really starting to question
your friends. It doesn't sound like he's complaining, though.
Lover.
He wants to go to Alaska. He doesn't want to go on the cruise.
No, she says she's making him go.
I'm making him go. I'm coercing him to go. He really doesn't want to go to Alaska.
Okay. He doesn't
want to
do either one.
Do you see what I'm saying?
He doesn't.
You need new friends and you need a new lover immediately. I'm telling you.
I have questioned that.
Well, you question. I am like your voice of reason.
You just said that out loud.
I'm your voice of reason, Lee. So there's a reason why you've questioned it, because you're surrounding yourself with people who are no fun.
Do you have your eye on a new lover? Do you know who you'd pick?
I do not. No.
Guess what?
I do not.
You could find one on that cruise.
Yeah,
go on the cruise and find a new lover.
I could, but I don't also want to end up in one of those, like, 48 hours or Dateline shows after she meets someone on a cruise ship and goes overboard.
Oh, you're playing footsie in the hot tub, and next thing you know, you're at the bottom of the Pacific.
Stay away from the railing when you're with them. You know, just stay in the dining room.
Stay in the middle of the boat.
Or in your cabin. You know,
right?
If the cruise ships are rocking.
Whoa.
Well, you know, the thing is, we can talk for 2 hours about this, and I know that 9 times out of 10, a person's not going to change a damn thing. So you're still going to keep your friends and your lover, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
Good.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's not but you know, it's life.
I guess have fun. I don't know.
She's not going to. She surrounds herself with people who are no fun.
I think one of them at least will pull through and go with me.
It sounds to me like you're surrounding yourself with people that are financially responsible.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, oh, good. They'll be able to count their money when they're dead.
They're like,
you know?
If I'm going to spend $3,000, I'll spend it for my birthday. I want to go.
Are your friends in their 50s, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Just, so they know
again,
better.
Generally speaking, people in their 50s have much more income, you know, disposable income, as they say, to go and do these things. If you were like 22, I would understand if your friends didn't have the money. But you should have enough people in their 50s. If they don't have $3,000, they haven't been managing their money properly.
That's true as well. Yes.
You're saying that to everything I'm telling
you're
you.
You're probably right.
You're just saying that to appease me.
No, I think you're right. I just need them to see how much fun they will have, and then it'll be a no-brainer.
So this one friend that you think might come through, what's her name?
Suzanne.
Okay.
Suzanne's going to pony it up.
Then when we get done talking, I want you to reach out to Suzanne. In fact, Jeremy, this is going to be a podcast, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I think he's recording.
Okay, listen. Lisa, this is going to end up being a podcast. I want you to take this podcast, and I want you to share it with every one of your friends.
Okay?
So they can hear
this conversation. What do you expect? Like it's going to change their mind because we're shaming them, or what?
I think shaming, public shaming is pretty good. In fact, what are the names of these other friends who are deadbeats?
You're shaming them. I'm not shaming them.
I'm shaming them. Suzanne, who else?
I think they're smart.
Gina, Ramona, Meg, Gail. Those are the main friends.
That's your posse, huh?
So out of those five, posse. Only Suzanne, is that her name? Suzanne or Susanna?
Suzanne.
Gina, Ramona, Meg, and Gail are borderline sticks in the mud. Is that what you're saying?
Kind of. Not really sticks in the mud. They're just choosing other options.
Oh. Whoa. You mean like saving their money for retirement?
Whatever.
Saving money for their own trips?
You know what they're doing. I know what they're spending their money on, so they're not saving it for retirement.
Maybe they don't
they're
like
not
Do they secretly not like you? Maybe?
Jeremy. Well,
just curious.
No, they're actually very good friends.
Are they?
Yes.
Well, we'll find out how good when we see how many of them go on your little cruise with you. Are you going to call?
Right?
Are you going to call back and give us an update on this? Or are you going to just disappear off the face of the earth?
No, I'll call back and give you an update.
I want to know if this crew. When is the cruise supposed to happen?
It would be August or September.
Okay. We expect to hear back from you if you've gone on this cruise or not, and you play this podcast for Suzanne, Gina, Ramona, Meg, and Gail. Don't play it for your lover because he's a lost cause, but play it for those five, okay?
I will do that. Absolutely.
Lisa, right. I love you, and I don't care who knows. I hope you have a great day today, okay?
Thank you. You all as well.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks for opening up. Thank you.
Didn't she just sound like somebody who would be fun to go on a trip with?
She sounded a little needy to me, but...